So when you put Upside Down together, tell me like the process with that. Like, was it like, did it just come to you? Were you like out someday and you heard like a sound in your head and you put in your voice notes? Like, how exactly did it come together?
Yeah, so it's actually really interesting how it all came together. So I started making TikToks with my mom at the beginning of quarantine. Mm-hmm. I had this idea to make it look like my mom is making beats like on the spot, like really fire beats. But basically what I do is I'd take my fire beats and then make it look like she was doing it. And like, I actually got a call the other day, someone asked me if she was published. So people really believe it, think that she's like in there for real, but she's still fire at it. She's good at it. Yeah. But so basically I started off with that and it started going viral. A few of my sounds would get like about 1 million videos of people just doing dances to it and stuff. And I was like, okay, this is kind of getting intense. So I was like, maybe I should just put my vocals in there, maybe one of my original songs in with one of the mashups I was doing and see if it'll go. And the first time I did it, that was Upside Down. It was just a 15-second clip. It goes the Down South, Hood Baby, that part. And then my part from Upside Down. And it just took off just from there. And now it has over 13.5 million videos. And if you count up all the views on all those videos, it adds up to over 5 billion views.
That is crazy.
Right?
Crazy. That's super dope, man. Congratulations on that. That's pretty fire.
Thanks, man.
Billions of. I've heard your sound before I started playing it on the radio. Like, I've heard Upside Down so many times. So many times. It's crazy how viral it went. So what are you currently doing right now? Like, are you working on more music? I know you said you're back home doing some TikToks with moms, but like, what else are you working on?
Yeah, I guess the next thing on the list is the music video. I've been working on the music video for a while now. We're just putting the finishing touches on it. So that should be out soon. I'll be updating all my fans on all my socials when it does come out. So that's like in the near future. But then right after that, I think the next step is the EP. And over the years of writing, I've made over 350 songs now. So I can just take from that catalog and we're kind of just piecing together a little EP, and all that work that I did in the past, now I can finally put it under my name, under my voice, and put it out there for people to hear. So I'm really excited for that, and that's kind of what the near future is looking like for me. And also TikToks. I'm still filming TikToks with my mom, trying to go viral again. So yeah,
you know, bro, like, I'm not, like, I was told I was kind of put on blast by my boss because I'm not really on TikTok like that, and apparently I'm supposed to be. And my TikTok sucks, bro. I got like 200 followers. I'm not really out there like that. What tips do you have for people that are first getting their start on TikTok? What's a couple of Jake's tips for TikTok?
Yeah, I would say to start off, just start posting a lot. Sometimes you don't really know what will work and what won't work. And depending on like which ones, some will do better, some will do worse. But what's most important is that you're learning what your niche is, and you got to find the thing that makes you you and makes you special. And everybody has that certain thing about them, and some people have more than one thing. But in TikTok, it really rewards creativity and authenticity and just something new that hasn't been brought to the table. So for all my people who are trying to blow up on TikTok, just be you, be yourself, and be creative. Don't be afraid to think outside the box, because TikTok loves that. The algorithm will reward you for that, put you on everybody's For You page. But it just takes time. You just got to keep posting. That's why I always tell people.
Out of all the, I guess you could say, celebrities or TikTokers that have used your sound, like, which one, like, freaked you out? Like, who did you see use your video or use your sound that really like had you like, oh my God, like tripping?
Yeah. So early on in the process of Upside Down blowing up on TikTok. Mm-hmm. So it currently has over 13 million videos, but back when it had 1.5 million, Charli D'Amelio used the sound, and I was just super surprised because like, I didn't know if that one was gonna like go, because a lot of them had been like around 1 million, and that's still like really good for TikTok, is to get 1 million videos. But she used it at around 1.5 million, and I was just like, oh, this is insane. Like, not only am I a fan, but I'm also like, this kind of proves to me like, okay, this might be the one. And mm-hmm. it ended up being the one. And we just put all our energy into that one song. And I'm glad we did. We got it out as soon as possible. And yeah, it just took off from there.
That's what's up, man. That's super dope. It's been nice talking to you and getting to know you a little bit, bro. Congratulations on your success. Congratulations on the success of Upside Down. Looking forward to the EP. The video, do you have any, like, any tea you want to spill on the video, or you want to keep that super special for your fans so that they can, like, get that full experience once it fully drops?
Yeah, I'll say one thing. I would say it's not your conventional music video. It's a little bit more outside the box, and it has a little bit to do with people's reactions to the song. So I'll spill that a little bit. Won't go too in-depth, but it's a really cool video. Very uplifting, and I know, like, through quarantine, like, people are feeling down and lonely, and I'm hoping this video will lift some spirits.
That's what's up, man. Thank you for your time today, bro. I do really appreciate it.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you having me on here.
Awesome, awesome. So once this whole quarantine thing is over, you got to come to the Bay Area, and you got to teach me how to use TikTok, bro, because I suck. I'm pretty trash. I'm pretty white guy.
Nah, bro. We'll definitely have to link up. I'm definitely down.
Word. All right, man. It's nice talking to you, bro.
Yeah, nice to meet you, man.
All right.
Peace out.